Innovative, thoughtful, provocative. Welcome to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network with your host, Lynn Renee.
Welcome to The Soul Speaks. I'm your host, Lynn Renee, on the EX3 Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to a great conversation tonight and hearing your soul's expression. We will open the opportunity later in the show for questions and comments. Take note of the number to call in, 929-477-3860, press 1. If you're listening on the web, there's a section for comments, or you can make use of the chat room. Like our page, facebook.com, The Soul Speaks, LRM. We have a special guest with us, Mr. John Lewis. He is an entrepreneur, an educator, a prophet, the author of several books, one of which he spoke on several weeks ago, right here on The Soul Speaks, called The Serpent Brain, which can be downloaded from his store on his website, atam.org, along with Tribescope, which is where you'll find some of the information discussed tonight. You need to take a look at his store. It's like a candy shop. Lots of goodies. We're going to take a break before we bring Mr. Lewis on. This will give you the opportunity to share this broadcast with your social media friends. If you are on the broadcast website, you will see social media options to share the broadcast. Also, you can forward this broadcast via Facebook. And we are going to come back with Mr. Lewis right after the break.
EX3 Radio is looking for new radio show hosts and new radio show formats. If you're interested in hosting or co-hosting your own show and looking for a great platform to share your personality and perspectives, the EX3 Radio Network is the place to be. When you become a part of us, you become family. Email us today at expectedendentertainment@gmail.com for more details. That's expectedendentertainment@gmail.com or visit EX3 Radio on Facebook. Excellence speaks for itself. Experience it. EX3 Radio.
Attention, pastors, ministry leaders, and nonprofits. Did you know that most leaders cannot describe their ideal leadership environment? Do you currently have systems in place to facilitate a growth environment? Imagine having a ministry or organization with the tools and strategies that are guaranteed to improve leadership awareness in your staff and volunteers. Stop and imagine no longer. Allied East Consulting Group was established just for you, those who dare to lead from the inside out. Allow the truth Allied East leadership to meet your training, speaking, and coaching needs at www.alliedeastconsultinggroup.com. That's A-L-E-T-H-E-S consultinggroup.com. Or give us a call at 240-245-0503. Or email us at alliedeastleader@gmail.com. That's A-L-E-T-H-E-S leader@gmail.com.
You're listening to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks with Lynn Renee on the EX3 Radio Network. And at this time, we're going to bring on Mr. John Lewis. Hello, John.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Wonderful. It's so good to have you back with us.
And it's so good to be back also. I'm excited.
I am really excited about our discussion tonight. We're going to be talking about divine astrology. And, John, give us a brief synopsis of what astrology is.
Astrology. Well, astrology is basically the study of the stars and their effect upon humanity and upon everything basically on the planet. And I would add also the things that are in space. I think what some people don't realize, especially in the Christian community, that the Bible is actually filled with astrology from Genesis to Revelation. And we're actually encouraged to understand the science of the heavens, as many of the prophets that wrote in the Bible did understand and write about.
Would you say astrology is directly or indirectly related to our lives?
Astrology is directly related to our lives. Everyone on the planet is affected by astrology or the effects of the heavens. Another definition for astrology that I like to use is energy in space affecting energy on Earth. So everything on the planet consists of energy. Everything in the universe is consistent of energy. And so this is massive balls of energy that we call planets, stars, asteroids, comets, and things like that, that are exerting influences affecting energy on the planet as well as in other parts of the universe. And so, yes, we are directly affected. One other little thing, I talked to a man of God once, and he says, I'm not affected by this. I'm above this. I'm a son of God. And I says, let me prove to you that you are affected by it. I says, go out in the sun in the summertime, you know, for a few hours and just stand there. And let me ask you how you feel afterwards. Are you affected by the sun? And so we're all affected by it, whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not. We're affected by it.
Yes, I don't know very much about it. I know in times past, you know, when I was coming up, the only thing that we ever talked about was signs. You know, that was important in the day where, you know, when you meet someone new, you say, what's your sign? You know, and we believed in that. We believed in the information that was given about a person's character based on their sign. Even so much to when you talked about a particular person, and even if it was in a negative way, the first thing someone would say is, what's their sign?
So, right.
You know, a lot of people do believe it from that aspect, and I know I did. However, I do realize that my parents taught me that astrology was not something that was good pertaining to religion. It was taboo. There was almost a fear about it, saying that it was something that was paganistic and should not be, bothered.
Exactly. And even beyond paganistic, I mean, they go so far as to say it's satanic, it's demonic, it's of the devil.
Exactly.
I've gone through some experiences. Matter of fact, many years ago in my life, where I was going through deliverance sessions and things like that, you know, because you are getting rid of old soul ties, or you're doing cleansing and stuff like that. And we would ask, you know, have you ever read a horoscope? Have you ever did this? Yeah, and then you had to repent, and you had to say all of these things just for reading a horoscope, because somehow just by reading a horoscope, you got a demon attached to you. And I look back on that, and I really laugh, and I have to laugh at myself for having even believed that, because it is so ridiculous.
I remember the song, The Fifth Dimension, Age of Aquarius, and I did not understand that any more than just a sign. You know, I didn't realize how they were speaking of how the universe was being affected.
Right.
How do you relate astrology to the Bible?
Well, for me, the Bible is a book of astrology, from Genesis to Revelations. And I'll just start with you with the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 14, where the scripture basically says, and I'm going to just read it to you probably, if I can find it here. And so it says that it speaks of the creation story, and it says, and God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and everybody out there say signs, and for seasons, and for days, and for years. And so now we see, and God also created the stars, and as the scripture further states here, verse 16 says that two great lights, the greater light to rule the night, the day, and the the lesser light to rule the night. He also created the stars or the constellation. But the point I want to make in Genesis 1:14, he says, let it be for signs. And so that's what really got my attention quite some time ago when I was researching this, because the word that's used there in Hebrew is oth, O-W-T-H, and it means, you know, let it be for supernatural signs, let it be for banners, let it be for miraculous things that are going to be taking place, let it be distinguishing marks, but here it is, let it be for proof. So we see that out there in the heavens, God creates this whole system and this technology to give us proof of what is happening on the earth. Because you fast forward to Psalms 19, it says that the heavens declare or prophesy to speak forth the glory of God. Matter of fact, that word declared, even the word numerology is even tied up in it from the original Hebrew. Like, so it says the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens shows forth his handiworks. That word handiwork is the Hebrew word that we get the word operations from, what God is doing. And so if you want to know what is happening on the planet or anywhere else or in your life, you literally can look out into the heavens if you know how to read the stars and interpret them, and you can find out because it's laid out there in the stars. Nothing can happen on the planet until God first declares it in the heavens and stuff. And that's the way God set up this divine order, and you can see it right throughout the scriptures, even to the coming of Jesus Christ, and of which every major prophet that came forth, and especially Jesus, the Son of God, there was an astrological event that took place that is recorded in history. Even the Bible records it, that the wise men from the east, that your Bible calls the Magi, these were people that were from a culture today that I guess it would be called Kurds. And so there was about six tribes of these people, and the Magi tribe happened to be a very highly gifted, skilled tribe. They were gifted with prophetic sciences and astrology and numerology and all of this. These were the kingmakers that traveled throughout the region, throughout the known world, and they would prophesy, and who's going to be the next king, who's going to be the next ruler, and they traveled from to country after country. And these are the people that came to Jesus to proclaim that this was the King of Kings. Now notice this, they came from the east and they got there to Bethlehem and they started knocking on the door, say, where is he that is born King of the Jews? The church had no clue where he was. They didn't even know. So it was actually the astrologers that made the church aware that Messiah had come. You know, and actually it was astrologers that saved the life of Messiah, because God told them to go out another way and don't let Herod know, because Herod wants to kill him. And so had it not been for astrologers, which much of Christianity ignorantly, you know, dismissed and stuff, but had it not been for astrologers, we would not have what we call the Savior today or that great message and stuff. It was all based on astrology. Because nothing can happen on the earth until the heavens first declare it.
Now, would that be the same? Would this particular scripture apply where the Bible says that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray that I will hear from heaven and heal their land?
That could apply there, because, you know, if you understand how to read the heavens, you can declare it. If you study our website, or if people that are listening, atam.org, adamtumadammary.org, we have a section there. We do a lot of prophetic work, and a lot of the prophetic stuff that I do is based on the science of the heavens. Now, I have never studied astrology. You know, I've never gone to school for it, anything like that. But much of what I've received, God just downloaded it into my spirit. And I'll tell you about that in a little while. But yes, because as you read the prophets and stuff, what most time we don't realize, many of the prophets that are prophesying in the Bible, they're using astrology. They're speaking of astrological events. Especially when you get to Revelation. And when you get to Revelation chapter 1, John sees Jesus, and in his right hand are the seven stars. What are those seven stars? Those are the Pleiades and the constellation of Taurus. And then he goes on, and you find in chapter 4, the whole vision changes from earth, and now he says that the heavens are open, and he sees this throne room experience, and he sees these four beasts around the throne. What are these four beasts? He said one has the face of a man, One has the face of an ox, one has the face of an eagle, and one has the face of a cow. And so these are basically the four fixed signs of the zodiac that God has set out there in heaven. And the face of the lion is Leo. The face of the ox is Taurus. The face of a man is Aquarius. The face of an eagle is in Scorpio. And right there in the center there, if you look out in the heavens and even look on a map of the heavens, a planisphere, there is a constellation of stars with a man sitting on a throne. And it's called Cepheus. And so from Revelation 4 on, the whole vision is astrological. Of course, you can see it on many other levels also, but it is totally astrological, and it's very powerful when you understand that, yes, God will hear from heaven and hear the land. He will tell us what to do, and we will, you know, we understand and know how to read these things. And I feel that what God is doing in this day, he is restoring that prophetic science. He's taken away the fear and all the mystical, you know, crazy mystical stuff that religion has kind of like dubbed to it. And he's causing us to realize that this is my creation. I'm speaking in the heavens. I'm speaking in the earth. I'm speaking in the sea. I can use an ant. I can use a bug. I can use a flower. I can use the planets. I can use anything I want to speak to and relay my messages to you.
Absolutely. Now, I heard that, and I don't know, that astrology was the first religion. Have you heard something to that effect?
Yeah. That's what I basically say in my book, Triboscope, that you can also find online there. Now, astrology is the oldest religion in the world, because before man wrote things down, carved them on stones or wrote them on papyrus or, you know, printed them out, what did he have? What did he use? How did God speak? He used the heavens. God used the heavens to relay his message to mankind. And the message of salvation, deliverance, and the restoration of this planet and the universe is all laid out there in the stars. And I can give you a quick synopsis of it. I'll kind of like go through it really fast if you like, just so that, yes, I can show you how it's laid out there. Now, in our modern zodiac and everything that we have, everything starts with Aries, which is accurate, because the beginning of the year starts in the spring. It doesn't start like, you know, the Gregorian calendar gives us, you know, this, the beginning of the year starts in January. But everything starts with birth or life that's taking place. But if you go on a more spiritual level and stuff and understand this, you find that the Hebrew calendar, the way it is set up, which is a lunar solar calendar instead of a solar lunar calendar, there's two new years. There's the spring new year that starts in Aries, but there is also the fall like new year that starts, like, you know, when the sun moves into Libra. But so I'm gonna just go down further. If you look at a map of the heavens, and this is based on some of the ancient, proverbs and stuff. You know, for example, in Egypt, the Sphinx, the head of the woman, and the body of a lion. And this riddle was asked, where does a circle begin and where does a circle end? And the answer to that riddle is in the Sphinx, because that Sphinx shows the movements of the heavens. Now, the head of a woman represents Virgo. So everything starts with Christ being born of a virgin. And when you look out there in the heavens, it clearly states that, when you understand the three sub-constellations that go along with Virgo. And after Virgo, you move into Libra. And so Jesus came being born of a virgin, and the purpose for him coming was to bring balance, like the scales of Libra. He came, you know, to bring balance to mankind, to bring salvation to us so that we could come back into right standing with God, which from God's perspective, nothing had really happened, only within the consciousness of man. But there had to be a demonstration so that we could come back into that relationship. And so the next one you find there is Scorpio. And so what did he do? He came and he took the sting of death for us. So in the constellation of Scorpio, you find the stinger is there, and you find that if you look on a map of the heavens, there's this huge constellation of Orphan Eucas, and he's being stung in the heel fulfilling what the scripture says in Genesis 3, 15 and 16, that the seed of the woman was going to bruise the head of the serpent, and he would bruise his heel. So Jesus had distinct death for all mankind. And so after Scorpio, you move into Sagittarius. And so Sagittarius represents the dual nature of Christ, which represents also our dual nature, that we are demigods, so to speak, half human, half God. We're part God, we're part human. And the scripture even says that just as Jesus was. Now, for people that have a problem with that, the Bible clearly says, as he is, so are we in this present world. And so we're not only just humans, but we are also divine. Now, and so Jesus came to manifest that, and then there is the arrow that is there in Sagittarius, which represents the arrow of deliverance that was released on our behalf to bring forth deliverance for the total man, spirit, soul, and body. Now, the next constellation after that you go to is Capricornus. And Capricornus is like the seagull. It's like a fish coming up out of the water, and he's going through this transformation. And he's in two elements, earth and water, and because he's being transformed. And that represents humanity. That represents also what Jesus Christ had to go through, what he had to do in his resurrection, where he was being transformed into his glorified body. So all of that, and when you understand that the names, the meaning of the stars, it just ties right in with that, and it shows you who you are and what's happening also with you. Now, after that takes place, you find the next constellation is Aquarius. That's the outpouring, the water. So what happened, 53 days after Jesus rose from the dead, the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, you know? And so that was the outpouring. And so the heavens had declared that. Matter of fact, one of the stars in that constellation, the name of it means the record of the outpouring, you know? And so that's why it says the heavens declare. The heaven is declaring all of it. So now after Aquarius, where do you come to then? You come to Pisces. And what is Pisces? They're the two fishes. They're going in two different directions. So after the Holy Spirit was poured out, what was birthed? The church. What is the symbol that the church has used for 2,000 years, not realizing that they're using astrological symbols? The church, the symbol of Christianity is the fish, which is Pisces. So we've been in the age of Pisces for 2,000 years with a lot of these people scaring people and telling people, oh, get away from astrology and all this. But yet on their Bibles, they have a fish. Around their neck, they have a fish. They have bracelets with a fish on it, the Christian symbol, because they understood that we had moved into the age of Pisces. But the thing is, with the age of Pisces, there's a negative duality. And so you have these two fish pulling in opposite directions, as you see on the heavens, and there's a ribbon that's tied around their tail, which means there's limitation. They can only go so far, and they're divided. And haven't we seen that in what we call the church and religion, whether it be Judaism, Islam, or Christianity, everything that has to do with religion, there's been this great division. But now after Pisces, the next constellation is Aries, okay? And Aries is the ram or the lamb. And if you look at it on a map and stuff, this lamb, he's wounded, and it represents Jesus Christ. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. And so healing is going to come, deliverance is going to come, you know, to the church, to the believer, to the planet, to the universe. Healing is going to come. So this whole message is out there in the heavens. And but before this healing can really manifest, the next one, it takes that the next sign is Taurus, and there's this angry bull, and he's raging, like, you know. And there's a lot of scriptures throughout the Bible that has to do with the constellation of Taurus. You find Pleiades written right throughout the Bible. It's in the book of Amos, chapter 5. You find it in Job, chapter 9, Job, chapter 38. You find it in Revelation. You find it hidden in many other ways, called the seven spirits of God, the seven doves of God. But this bull is raging, and he's coming forth, and that bull represents judgment. Now, judgment is not necessarily a bad thing. It's a good thing. I believe David said, had it not been for your judgments, I would not have known, you know, of what to do. I'm paraphrasing that. But the scripture says that judgment must come first to the house of God. And we are the house of God. We are the temple of God. And so judgment only means that you're brought to a place where you make proper decisions. Correct. You know which way to go. Correction, exactly, you know. And so, and that's a good thing. It's not something that we should be afraid of, that this angry God is, oh, he's judging. No, no, no. The scripture lets us know that to judge within ourselves. And so the things that come to our life is because what we've already released out, you know, whatsoever man sow, that shall he also reap. You know, it's just the cause and effect that comes here. Now, after Taurus, you know, we come into this experience. I'm sorry. After Taurus, we come into Gemini. And so Gemini is like where the sun is at now. And so after judgment has come, so to speak, after correction has come, after we have come to that place to realize, you know, what we need to do, there's Gemini. And Gemini is the twins, okay? They are the twins that are sitting on the ecliptic line. And I'll talk about them a little bit more later. They're sitting there, and the way that they are portrayed in the heavens, they have a club and they have a harp. They're not fighting. They're just sitting there. They're relaxing. They've come to that place of rest in him. And they are prepared for warfare, but what they're doing is praising and worshiping, you know, using Christian terminology here. And so this is the experience where we come to, and Gemini represents consummation, the two becoming one. The ancient zodiac maps, it says that they're like Adam and Eve that are sitting there. You know, they're the twins. We find them also throughout the scripture mentioned. You find these twins, for example, like these two natures, for example, like the tribe of Israel that was assigned Gemini is Benjamin. And most people don't know that the tribe of Benjamin or Benjamin, he had two names. His first name was Benoni, which means son of my suffering. And his mother passed away as she gave birth, and his father says, no, we call him Benjamin, son of my right hand. So those are the two natures that are there that must be reconciled into one. And so that's what Gemini represents, coming into oneness and stuff. And so after we come into that place of oneness and realizing that we're one with him, we're one with everything and everyone else, then there is Cancer. Okay, Cancer, the crab, and this crab is there, and he's got these huge, like, claws and pinchers and stuff, and he's taking hold up. And this goes right along with the scripture in the book of Daniel where it says, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom to possess it forever and ever. This is after you have come to that place of oneness in him and realizing that we are one with everyone and everything and stuff. You are empowered to take possession over everything that God has for you, whether it's on the financial level, spiritual level, emotional, physical level, or for the lives of other people. And that's what it represents. I'm telling you the more so esoterical aspects of this, in the light of kingdom biblical understanding of this. And this is what the ancients read before there was anything that was in that written down. And so after Cancer, what do you find? It's Leo. And so here we are. We've come full circle. We found that the beginning and the ending of a circle is found in Egypt, ancient Egypt, where the sidereal astrology comes from, one of the oldest forms. And the head of the woman and the body of a lion has come together, where Christ comes forth being born of a virgin, but then he comes full circle, and he's the roaring lion coming to conquer, and not like in some negative sense or dictator-type sense, but coming as the king of the beast. King of, what is that beast? That beast is your lower nature. So this is the Christ that's coming forth within you to conquer everything of the lower nature, the ego, and where only the king is manifesting in you. And scripture says this, where the word of the king is, there is power. And so I've shown you the gospel right through the zodiac. That's just a quick synopsis of it. I do a series on this in my seminars and stuff, and I take each zodiac sign, and you can spend like literally days on each, but I take them, and you take the sub constellations of it, and it is so rich, it is so powerful, just reiterating over and over again what we already know from the Holy Scripture and other holy books from around the world. It was already laid out there in the heavens before anything was ever written down. So back to your original question. Yes, astrology, yes. Awesome. If you will, is the oldest religion in the world, and it existed before anything was ever written, and it will exist when nothing else is written, if there ever come that time, because God has placed it there in the heavens that way.
Absolutely. Listen, callers, listeners, we'd like for you to call in with any questions or comments. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear more from John Lewis. Call in. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you have to say. We'll be right back after this message.
Have you been looking for authentic Caribbean and Latin cuisine in the greater Atlanta area? Well, we found the perfect spot, Caribbean Connection Restaurant, located at 2495 East-West Connector in Austell, featuring the best Jamaican, Dominican, Puerto Rican, and Cuban dishes in Cobb County. Caribbean Connection also features live music, a full bar, salsa dancing on Thursday nights, and a pig roast every third Saturday. So stop by Caribbean Connection, 2495 East West Connector in Austell, or give them a call at 770-439-2211. That's 770-439-2211.
We have a big problem, and we need your help.
It's happening on college campuses, at bars, at parties, even in high schools.
It's happening to our sisters and our daughters,
our wives and our friends.
It's called sexual assault, and it has to stop.
We have to stop it. So listen up.
If she doesn't consent, or if she can't consent, it's rape, it's assault.
It's a crime. It's wrong.
If I saw it happening, I was taught you have to do something about it.
If I saw it happening, I speak up.
If I saw it happening, I'd never blame her. I'd help her.
Because I don't want to be a part of the problem.
I want to be a part of the solution.
We need all of you to be part of the solution. This is about respect. It's about responsibility.
It's up to all of us to put an end to sexual assault. And that starts with you.
Because one is too many.
Hi, my name is CJ. You're listening to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks with Lynn Renee and our guest, John Lewis. Our topic, divine astrology. We are having an awesome time. We're going to take a call before we get back to Mr. Lewis. We have a caller on the line, 7362. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, caller. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Joe, and I'm calling from Hampton, Georgia.
Okay, Joe. You have a comment or a question?
Yes. Some people can't live without taking a look at their horoscope on a daily basis. Is this a conflict of interest for people who call themselves devout Christians?
When you say they're taking a daily look, are you saying that they're allowing this to kind of dictate, you know, how they, you know, how they go about their day, or are they?
Some people will not leave their house without looking at their horoscope.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem. That's a problem. The zodiac. The astrology was not given to us for that purpose and stuff. And see, that's the difference between horoscope and divine astrology. Just so that you can understand, the word horoscope comes from two Greek words, horo, which means the hour, and scopia, which means to watch. It means to look at the hour. And it's, you know, it's based on how they told time, you know, a long time ago before they had clocks and stuff, because by the movements of the heavens you could see what time it was, because the way the planets ascend and descend. But if someone is that, you know, affected, they have they really need to, you know, just kind of pull away from that, because that's not the purpose for divine astrology. And I'll just say one thing about this also. If the stars, or if there is something that is negative that is written about a person and stuff, you don't have to accept that. You know, we have the power to change things. And so that's, you know, that's something that I think we should all like be aware of. But no one should be looking at their horoscope every day and just dictating their life, having their lives dictated by that and stuff. Look into the Word of God. Look into yourself. You know, sit quietly and listen, and the Spirit of God will lead you what to do in that day and that time.
Yes, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth.
He sure will.
Well, hallelujah. thank you very much.
For you, Joe?
Yes, it does.
Thank you so much for calling in. Continue listening. Yeah, that
I agree, John. That is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like an addiction.
Yeah, exactly. And sadly, you know, people do find themselves in that because there is truth in the heavens. God set it up that way. But he did not set it up in a sense where it should become your God or your guide. You know, the Holy Spirit must become that. You know, you must follow, you know, Christ within. But let me just give you a scripture definition for astrology from the Hebrew. The word astrology, for example, if you look in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 19, you find the word there. But in the King James translation, it will say like, you know, divide. Astrology is habar, which means the divider of the heaven, the stars and the interpretation of them. That's from the Hebrew meaning of them and from the Old Testament. And from the New Testament, the word astrology or astro, it means a star, and liturgy comes from logos, which means the word or the thought or the reason. Now, the scripture says this in Deuteronomy 4:19, and lest when you lift up your eyes unto heaven, and when you see the sun, moon, and the stars, even all the hosts of the heavens, you should be driven to bow down to them and worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has divided unto the nation a heritage. And so he's basically speaking about what the caller was just talking about, a person that gets so tied up into this science and technology that God has placed out there that they're basically worshiping it. And God was warning against that. He says, don't get so caught up into this that this becomes your God, where you're worshiping it, and you can't do nothing without consulting your astrologer or consulting your horoscope, you know. And he says he's given us these things, and he's divided them unto the nations, and but not for that purpose.
And that also goes along with people who are using this knowledge, knowing that people mm-hmm. are affected this way, and they're selling. What is it that they?
Well, it becomes witchcraft. Whenever you use something to control and to manipulate others or to generate fear, it becomes witchcraft. That's whether it's astrology, whether it is a prophetic gift that you have, a word of knowledge or discernment or whatever. All of that, it becomes witchcraft, because witchcraft basically means, you know, to rebel or to control and to manipulate, and so that's when it becomes wrong. But and I think that's where much of the church and many believers, when they read the Bible and stuff, they don't really understand that astrology within itself, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with the stars, you know. And but it's how people have used it. It's just like there's nothing wrong with prophecy and using words of knowledge and things like that and the healing sciences. But it's how we use it. It's people that make things bad.
Well, I think, too, people get caught up because I know back when, you know, we used to look at our daily horoscope, you know, read our sign. Mm-hmm. It was pretty much accurate a lot of times concerning mm-hmm. A person's, you know, character or, you know, the type of person that you were. And so I think that, too, you know, will have you kind of trust.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Because it is pretty, you know, it can be pretty accurate.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
True. You know, in the Bible, there were two forms of astrologers or astrology, two schools of it, and we deal with this in our book, Triboscope. And one is the divider of the heavens and interpreter of the heavens, that you don't have to have any type of spiritual understanding. For example, the ancient Chaldeans, they were experts at this. They were trained from a child how to read the heavens. It was a course, if you will. It was a school, and you learn how to do it because everything in the heavens repeat itself. That's why the scripture says there's nothing new under the sun. Every so often, every so many years or so, the planets will be where they are today, you know, and the same things will be happening on the planet again. And so you can predict that way. Now, that's one school of astrology. But you get into the book of Daniel, you'll find that there were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And Daniel was made master astrologer. He was head of all of the Chaldean astrologers and all these people. And what made him stand out was that he not only understood, he and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego not only understood the science of it, but they understood the esoteric part of it. And Daniel had visions, and basically he became what would be called a stargazer. That means that he looked at the stars and not only deciphered the meanings of them based on science, a proven science, but he would have a vision. And so his gift made room for him and caused him to stand out, and he became 10 times better than all of the astrologers and the other mediums and psychics of that realm because of his prophetic gifting. And I guess my point is this, that a lot of people associate astrology with something spiritual, whereas it is, you don't have to be spiritual to have to understand astrology. You have to basically be able to commit a lot of information to memory and stuff, and to become a good astrologer. But if you do have a gifting or intuition or the ability to stargaze and stuff, that adds to it. And I'll just say, like, with what I do spiritually and stuff, since I've never studied astrology, I'm able to, for example, I can go to NASA's website or go to an astronomy website and see where the planets are and stuff. And from that, while meditating, the Holy Spirit will give me a vision and say, okay, this is going to happen on the planet at this time and on this day. And you've read it, and some of you that are on the line have read my stuff before. And we even sometimes give the exact dates and sometimes even up to the time, to the hour that things are going to take place. And this is based on the movements of the heavens, based on basically stargazing, seeing a vision or having the Spirit tell you what is going to take place based on that. And that's how I basically got involved with this, because I was living in Canada at the time, and I, had been taught, as most people are taught, you stay away from that stuff. You don't even read horoscopes or nothing like that. I hadn't even stopped that for years. But I started to have these out-of-the-body experiences where I was taken into the heavens and stuff, and I was seeing the constellations, and I was hearing the voice call out the names of the zodiac signs and the constellations and all of these things. And then I would hear a voice tell me that this is going to happen when this is here, or this is the sun is conjunct with this or with this planet. And I'd come back and tell people, and it would happen just like that. And so, my elder says, you got to watch out. Satan may be trying to, but I knew that it was God that was showing me something, and he was beginning to open up this science. And what he told me after that was that he would bring forth a people likened unto Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that would be 10 times better than the top astrologers and other people in that realm and stuff, because they would give God the glory, and that he would give them spiritual giftings, and that they would be able to foretell and know and read the stars accurately. And that's how this book came about, Triboscope.
So, you had a CD. And the CD said, be careful of listening to this. And I think it was because of the music, maybe, but I'm telling you, I had it in my car, and I had to, chill out with it, because, very intense. Yes, indeed. But it had a lot in it, beautiful work that you do, and I tell you, I truly believe that it's of the Holy Spirit. I understand when God gives you your portion, and I understand exactly what you're saying when you say that you didn't necessarily have to go to school. Actually, you didn't go to school, and how you can go out there and read, and God gives you information. So that is truly a gift. And I'm glad we had this conversation, because as Christians, we must come out of fear. We fear so many things.
Exactly.
And it's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
It really is sad. And I know with this, with astrology, some people are very seriously afraid of it. And we discussed tonight, there is no reason to be afraid.
No reason. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. A sound mind.
And then understanding that it's, actually it's one of the first religions, and it's in our Bible, and your King James Bibles.
That's right.
That's so right. I hope
a lot of people to fears to rest,
mm-hmm.
so that we can educate ourselves and we can expand our consciousness and take in more of all that God has for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the book Thriboscope, what I do, I spend quite a bit of time trying to alleviate the fears and stuff, and I basically challenge some of the stuff that we have been taught traditionally, and then I show the scripture with it, you know. So I'm showing scripture, I'm showing science, and I deal with common sense and, you know, in history that all confirm, what we're speaking about in this book. Now, in this book, we deal with more so like reading and stuff, you know. So I have an eight-point characteristic chart or trait that God gives me, the way he had me to put this together. And so, and everybody that I know that have read the book, and this book is all over the world, tells me how accurate it is. And it's amazing how God did that. And I'll just take this time just to share a little bit how I did it. All of this is based on the Bible. And what most people don't realize that, you know, Jacob had 12 sons and one daughter. And the 12 sons became the 12 tribes over Israel. And as above, so below. It was not just by coincidence that that happened. The scripture tells us in Numbers chapter 2 that each tribe led by one of the sons of Jacob, one of his their descendants, they had a banner. And so each of those tribal banners had a zodiac sign on it. So can you imagine they were walking 40 years throughout the wilderness with the zodiac signs going in circles? Why? Because that's the way the heavens move in this cycle, you know, in this circuit. Like, and so they walked there 40 years performing on earth what the heavens was doing, because thy will be done in earth as it is in heavens. And so now the 12 sons of Jacob, you might remember Joseph, next to the youngest son, he had a dream. And in the dream, he said that he saw the 11 planets bow down, and the sun and the moon bow down to him, to this one other, you know, planet or star. And so they understood what that meant. And his father basically told him, you know, he needed to be quiet and kind of cool or whatever. His brothers were jealous. And he said, do you mean that even me and your mother are going to bow down to you? So what is that? Jacob represented the sun. Rachel represented, or Leah at that point, represented the moon. And the 11 brothers plus Jacob, plus Joseph, rather, is 12. So that's the 12 zodiac sign. And so there it was right there hidden in plain sight in Genesis, like, you know, where he said this here. And so then you get to the book of Exodus when they come out of Egypt and stuff. They're in the wilderness and they're carrying these zodiac signs. And that's right throughout those 40-year period that's there. And so it's very powerful because it is right throughout there. And that's what we show in Triboscope. And what the Lord had me do one day, he locked me in my room for about 7 days, seeking him in fasting and prayer. He downloaded all this stuff to me that's in the Triboscope book and that was on the Triboscope CD. And he showed me how to do this reading. And what I did, I went into each of the names of the sons of Jacob and the grandsons and stuff. And I researched out the definition. And I was able to see characteristic traits that it represented for each zodiac sign and also which one that they were assigned to. Because when you read in Deuteronomy chapter 33, I think it is 34, and Genesis chapter 49, where the blessing came upon the 12 tribes and the 12 sons, that's basically a characteristic trait. That's like an astrological reading for them. And so that's what you'll find in the Triboscope book. You know, and what God says about you based on the heavens.
Wow.
Awesome. Yeah.
It is lots of information, a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad we're having this discussion. Those that are out there listening, if you have any questions, comments, we would like to hear from you. That's what this is all about. The number to call in, 929-477-3860, press 1. John, this has been awesome. I'm so glad that you took the time to come back and be with us and talk to us about this.
because I hear a lot from a lot of people, you know, and when you say this, you say, you know, we're going to discuss astrology, people get a little, you know, like, you sure? Sure, this is Christian, you know, this is something. But I did want to ask this question. How is it, like, even in your book, you were able to talk about an individual, even in, like, what types of problems you may have with your body, you know, where you'll have, like, for me, I think it was like I would have, you know, I could possibly have problems in my neck area. I'm a Taurus. And how is it that, you know, that you get that kind of information?
Well, did you ever have problems in your neck area or thyroid, anything like that, or?
Well, I it's before I even read that book a long time ago. I was told by a doctor that I had a curve in my lower neck. As I got older, you know, it would become a problem. So it was amazing to me when I saw that. It's like, you know, that was for me. But
yeah, I'll show you how I was able to do that. I'll tell you this little story first. I'll make it really short. I was in, I think somewhere, maybe North Carolina somewhere, doing a conference some years ago, and this apostle there wanted me to, like, bring my tribal school. I had my CDs at that time, too, and he was, like, just so excited about it because some things had been confirmed to him. So there was a couple there that weren't too sure about all of this stuff, like, and so they were talking to me afterwards before they were going to purchase and stuff, and the gentleman, like, told me that he was an Aries. And so there was no way I could see this, and I had a full head of hair and stuff. And so I start to, like, ask him. I says, well, you have a scar. I think I said to you, you have a scar on the right side of your head underneath your hair. And so his wife looked at him, and he looked at me and said, how do you know that? And so I says, because you are an Aries. Many Aries, especially born the time that you were born and stuff, they're most likely going to have some type of scar on their head or on their forehead or somewhere. And I share some other things and stuff. But now the way I was able to really get into the potential physical problems that people may have in their bodies and stuff was through something else that's very powerful and mystical, I call it. It's the Hebrew alphabet. And so what I did, and the Spirit led me to do this because I would not have any knowledge to do this myself. I knew that the Hebrew alphabets are glyphs and that they are star signs. And I knew that they were assigned to certain to zodiac signs and stuff based on, like, my study, my research, and I used to study, like, the Hebrew alphabets and, you know, what they represent and all like that. And so with that understanding, I was able to discern the body parts and to place them on different body parts, you know, which is in the book there. You see each sign, you know, is assigned a certain, you know, a Hebrew alphabet. And that Hebrew alphabet has a certain energetic frequency, positive and negative, and where I tell the potential negative things that could be going on in the body so that people can prepare ahead of time for them or pray or eat right or whatever like that to avoid those things. And I've had so many testimonies regarding that, you know, over the years and stuff since we produced, like, Triboscope and so many confirmations. But that's basically how I was able to, like, discern that and to know, you know, where things went and what was taking place within the body. Because, I mean, everything is interconnected. The heavens, I mean, we're talking about the zodiac signs that are out there in the heavens, but the zodiac is within you. It's all within you. I mean, there are 12 major parts of your body that represent these 12 constellations of stars within you and the sub-constellations, which are all portals within you. I mean, it goes so deep, you know, with that. For example, let me just veer off a little bit before the show ends. For example, right now the sun is in Gemini. Okay, that's the twins. That was assigned to the tribe of Benjamin. As I said earlier, Benjamin had two names, Benoni and Benjamin, and those are the twins there that must be reconciled and brought together into one so that you can become the ruler that you are. So if you're listening to this broadcast and you're a Gemini, that's a powerful sign because you're the son or daughter of God's right hand. You have the power to rule. But we just had a new moon.
And so a new moon represents a time to start over again, like in astrology. And what most people don't realize that in the Bible and stuff, before they could have Levana or Rosh Kodesh, rather, they had moon watchers. Even to this very day in Israel, there are moon watchers. In spite of all the technology that we have, you cannot announce a new moon until the moon watcher identifies it. Same thing with Islam. For example, tonight is the new moon of Ramadan. Okay, and so the holy month starts. And so because these ancient cultures and religions were based on had a lunar-based calendar, which is more accurate than the solar lunar calendar that we operate on. Okay, so there's a new moon that's here. There's a new beginning for the Gemini. But the interesting thing is this, is that the new moon is also ruled by Mercury in Gemini during this time. So it's very powerful for communication. It's very powerful for thinking things through, coming up with new ideas, movement, and all kinds of wonderful things that's out there. That energy is out there for that. But now here's another side to it. The new moon and the sun is conjunct with Mars. So if you have a Gemini person in your life over the next, like, say, 2 or 3 days or so, they may be trying to express themselves, and things may not come out right or the way that they would like to. It may sound a little bit aggressive. It may sound a little bit edgy. It may just be blurted out. That's because we got this Martian influence that is coming in through Gemini that's especially affecting Gemini people, but everybody on the planet, you know? And so what I do with divine astrology, I help people to understand in relationships and how to relate to other people during certain times and stuff based on the heavens, okay? And then on one other point here is this, that we're having this, well, a lot of people don't realize that each of these zodiac signs and stuff, these are like gates or portals. And so this is happening right at the gate of man. In the heavens, there's what is called the gate of man, and there's the gate of God. The gate of man is the crossing of the Milky Way on the ecliptic at 5 degrees in Gemini. 6 months later, there's the crossing of the Milky Way on the ecliptic 5 degrees in Sagittarius. That's galactic center. You heard so much about that during 2012 and stuff because there's a whole lot of information that is involved with that that goes so very, very deep. So there's the gate of God and there's the gate of man. And so what God is saying in this to us, you know, as the sun is in Gemini and there's a new moon, that there's a door open, there's a portal open, you know, for things for humanity, things to do with you, with your physical body, with your material needs and stuff like that. It's called the gate of man, where God is opening up a portal to you. And what you can do is just begin to access this energy by acknowledging it and thanking God for it. It says, okay, I'm going to look for this gate. I'm going to walk this gate. I'm going to take opportunities that come my way in faith and just believe that God is going to just provide or do things or whatever it is that needs to happen.
Awesome. This has been so, you know, I could go on and on and on. I hate that our time has come to an end because I could just talk about this. I'm sure there's lots more information, but I will get that book, Tribescope. At that time, I don't know if I received that CD with, Secrets of the Cherubim. I don't know why those two came together. But, yes, I encourage all of you out there to go out to ATAM.org. That's Mr. Lewis's website, and take a look at his store. He has lots of material out there. I'm telling you, his store, like I said earlier, it's like a candy shop, full of information, full of goodies. Feed yourself. You know, you need spiritual insight. You need this food. It will help you grow. So I encourage all of you to go out to his website. John, remind everyone of your website address and any promotions going on or forthcoming before we close.
Okay, the website is www.atam, that's like Adam, Tom, Adam, Mary, .org. And just click on that, and there is a plethora of stuff that is out there, as Lynn has said, and stuff. You can click on the daily blogs and see some of the latest stuff that we've written about. You can go back into the archives, stuff that goes back till 2005 or whatever. We do have a conference that's coming up in Canada That's next month. That is also there. And so if you're in the area and know somebody there, that's going to be awesome in Regina, Saskatchewan. I used to live there. And so we're really looking forward to that. And so that's about the only thing. Oh, we do have Serpent Brain. Last time we were on the show, we told you that we would have Serpent Brain on the website. So now you can download it. It's in five different formats, as well as Triboscope is in five different formats. And hopefully within the next month and a half or so, we're going to have Secrets of the Cherubim, Lynn's favorite book, on there. We're going to have it. We're bringing it back, and we're going to have it together, and we're going to have it there.
Awesome. Well, thank you, John, so much for visiting with us again, as always, bringing us lots of light. I appreciate your coming. Thank you again. I want to thank the listeners for tuning in to The Soul Speaks. Thank you for your continued support. And tune in next week for more exciting conversation. Tune in tonight at 10 p.m. on ex3radio.com for the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. And he's going to have actress Reese Odom and actor Blue Kimball. They're stars of a new film called The Wish. He's going to have Corey R. Carter. She's the author of Daddy's Playbook. So tune in tonight, ex3radio.com, 10 p.m. And with that being said, I will say, it's your world. Create something good. Have a good night.
Thank you for sharing your soul's expression with Lynn Renee. For more of The Soul Speaks, join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the EX3 Radio Network.